KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A 35-year-old man accused of distributing child abuse material on a global scale is due back in a Gauteng court next week. Darren Wilkin was arrested on Friday at a residential complex in Midrand after local and international authorities discovered electronic devices containing over 10 million illicit videos and images of children. Police say Wilkin was also found with R500,000 in hard cash as well as drugs. He made his first appearance before the Randburg Magistrates Court today. Magistrate Hleze Phimkhasibe granted the state's request for a week's postponement.
Okay, Mr. Wilkin, your matter is postponed to the 28th of January 2025 for further investigation regarding your bail application. You are in custody, no bail, court 11. Thank you, sir.
The ANC will be reconfiguring its leadership structures in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng. The National Executive Committee's decision follows the party's poor performance in the two provinces during last year's elections. Secretary-General Fikile Mbalula says they're expecting proposals from NEC officials soon on the reconfiguration process.
I know the buzzword is dissolution you like, reinforcement others like, but overall, it's a combination of the two. Whatever action is taken should not interfere with the work of government in the two provinces. We will deploy NEC members to all the regions in the two provinces to explain and to present a decision on reconfiguration. And then we'll present to the structures of the organization next week.
Ezemvelo KZN Wildlife says it suspended the search for three lions spotted in the north of the province. The lions were last seen in the Gluckstadt area in Abaqulusi, where they reportedly killed three cattle. A search over the weekend turned up nothing. Ezemvelo's Musa Mtambo says it's unclear at this point where the big cats escaped from.
During the search, they couldn't find any lions in that bush. And also, there were not even, maybe say, footprints of lions in that area. So to stop it until we receive reports from the community, maybe say, of another sighting, or maybe say, alternatively, maybe say, from somebody who's lost his cattle or livestock because of the lions, then we will resuscitate the other search. If they do spot these lions, they must report immediately to the Indunas or Ingosi, or maybe go to the police station and report to the police station.
And a teenager accused of killing three young girls in the UK in July has pleaded guilty to their murder. The children were stabbed to death at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Southport. 18-year-old Axel Rudakbana has also pleaded guilty to the attempted murder of eight other children and two adults in the attack. Sky's Greg Milam reports.
In court, Rudakbana kept his head down towards his knees. The judge, Mr. Justice Goose, said to him, "You've now pleaded guilty to this indictment and to each of the charges." So some surprise. We had been expecting a trial that would last around about 4 weeks.
The murder sparked the UK's most violent riots in a decade, fueled by misinformation on social media about the suspect. Durban 26 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Carlos Alcaraz to face Novak Djokovic in the Australian Open quarterfinals. Chelsea hoping to end a winless Premier League run tonight when they take on Wolves. And the Paarl Royals play the Joburg Super Kings in the Betway SA20 this evening.